A cyber attack via text message. That's what the Mexican government is suspected of doing to some of its critics using advanced spyware technology. The software is called Pegasus, and the Mexican government bought it from an Israeli cyber arms manufacturer called the NSO Group. But there was one condition for the sale, that Mexico would only use the software to investigate criminals and terrorists. But according to a New York Times report out today, the technology was used to spy on about a dozen people who have one thing in common.
They all take very sort of strong stances against the government. They're all pretty strident in their criticism.
That's Azam Ahmed. He's one of the New York Times reporters who wrote today's story. I asked him how the software works.
They send you a text message, essentially. It's usually tailored to you. Maybe something that involves you, something involves your company. And if you click on the link, it downloads the software, and that software then basically takes over your phone. It can turn on your microphone and listen to your conversations at any point. It can turn on your video camera and film you. Encrypted messages mean nothing. If you use Signal, because it's inside of your phone, it can monitor essentially every message that you send. So it kind of turns your phone into a personal bug.
Wow, that's not good. So who ended up by getting targeted?
So two of the most famous journalists in all of Mexico, Carmen Aristegui, Carlos Loret de Mola, and a lot of people who worked with Mrs. Aristegui on investigations that involved the president. In addition, three prominent human rights attorneys who represent the families of the victims of the 43 disappeared students.
The famous case in Ayotzinapa, Mexico.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So the attorneys that represent them were all targeted.
So is what the Mexican government is doing with the software, is it legal?
So there are ways for surveillance to be legal by Mexican law. They need judicial approval, and there has to be some sort of a strong case made for why they're asking or requesting surveillance. Now, intelligence experts in Mexico that I spoke with said there's no way they would get approval to surveil prominent journalists, especially journalists who are critical of the government and don't pose a national security threat, or human rights attorneys, or anti-corruption activists. To be fair, the Mexican government has denied that they've done this. They've said that they in no way, shape, or form have monitored or surveilled these individuals. But there's a lot of counter evidence to suggest otherwise.
Do we even know how many governments around the world use advanced spying spyware or, you know, even the software made by the NSO group in Israel?
Yeah, the answer to both is no. We certainly don't know how many different nations the NSO group has sold their software to. The belief is that it's a small number, and they have said repeatedly that they vet very carefully the nations to which they sell their software. But by any metric, Mexico does not have a good human rights record. And so it begs the question, how then did you justify selling so much of it to Mexico? And then further, this isn't the first time Mexico has been accused of using malware. So back in February, my colleague had a story about how this same software was used to target the backers of the so-called soda tax, this initiative to increase the price of sugary drinks in Mexico because of an obesity epidemic here. Once that was, that information came out to the NSO group, and we asked them, and they had no response to us about what steps had been taken once they realized there was misuse of their software.
Is anyone policing this whole cyber arms industry?
That's one of the big questions and issues right now. The answer is no. There is no global body that looks at how these cyber weapons are sold to governments, what governments do with it. You know, in particular with the software, essentially the NSO group can't even police it. They have to rely on the government they've sold it to conduct an internal investigation and then turn those findings over to the NSO group. And if you're the kind of government that is going to misuse this software, the likelihood of you doing a robust internal investigation and then telling on yourself is even lower. So there is no global body that can kind of jump in and say, hey, how is this being used? I mean, there's no legal regime under which it falls globally.
Azam Ahmed is the New York Times bureau chief for Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. Thanks very much, Azam.
Thanks, Marco.